two important goals within Scientology are called CLEAR and Operating Thedon, often shortened to OT. Scientology presents CLEAR as a significant state in which a person is no longer controlled by the reactive mind. A CLEAR is described as being more rational, capable, and able to respond to life rather than merely react to it. Operating Thedon is presented as a spiritual state above CLEAR. Scientology teaches that an operating Thedon increasingly recovers the awareness and abilities of the Thedon understood as the person's true spiritual self. Progress toward OT occurs through a graded sequence of increasingly advanced steps. These teachings address powerful human longings. People want freedom from destructive reactions. They want clarity. They want spiritual maturity. They want to overcome limitation and become fully themselves. Christianity also promises transformation, but it understands transformation differently. The Christian goal is not the recovery of unlimited spiritual ability. It is reconciliation with God and growing conformity to Jesus Christ. Christian maturity is not measured by increasing control over matter, energy, space, time, or one's environment. It is seen in faith, hope, love, humility, holiness, endurance, justice, mercy, and service. The Apostle Paul did not teach that spiritual maturity eliminates human weakness. Jesus told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. In Christianity, weakness is not necessarily evidence of spiritual failure. Mature Christians may still experience grief, illness, fear, bodily limitation, unanswered prayer, and dependence upon others. Sanctification is real, but it remains incomplete during this earthly life. Christians grow through the Holy Spirit, yet they continue to depend upon grace. Our final hope is also different from the Scientology idea of operating independently from the body. The Bible presents the body as part of God's good creation and part of our human identity. Christian hope is not permanent escape from embodiment. It is bodily resurrection and life in God's renewed creation. When speaking with a Scientologist, you might ask, "What does becoming CLEAR or OT mean to you personally?" Listen for the longing beneath the terminology. Then ask, "May I explain how Christian transformation differs from spiritual advancement?" You can explain that Christians do not climb toward salvation through graded levels. God comes to us. Jesus Christ enters our embodied human condition, dies for our sins, and rises bodily from the dead. Salvation is received by grace through faith. The Holy Spirit then forms believers throughout their lives. The Christian hope is not becoming an increasingly powerful, independent spiritual being. It is becoming more like Christ while belonging forever to Christ. Our confidence rests not in reaching a higher spiritual level, but in the finished work of Jesus Christ.